Chapter 30 of Job, verse 1. But now they that are younger than I have met me in derision, whose fathers I would have disdained to have set with the dogs of my flock. Yea, whereto might the strength of their hands profit me, in whom old age was perished? For want and famine they were solitary, fleeing into the wilderness in former time desolate and waste, who cut up mallows by the bushes and juniper roots for their meat. They were driven forth from among men. They cried after them as after a thief, to dwell in the cliffs of valleys, in caves of the earth, and in rocks. Among the bushes they brayed under the nettles. They were gathered together. They were sons of fools, yea, children of base men. They were viler than the earth. And now am I their song, yea, I am their byword. They abhor me, they flee far from me, and spare not to spit in my face. Because he has loosed my cord and afflicted me, they have also let loose the bridle before me. Upon my right hand rise the youth. They push away my feet, and they rise up against me the ways of their destruction. They mar my path, they set forward my calamity, they have no helper. They came upon me as a wide breaking in of waters. In the desolation they rolled themselves upon me. Terrors are turned upon me. They pursue my soul as the wind, and my welfare passes away as a cloud. And now my soul is poured out upon me. The days of affliction have taken hold upon me. My bones are pierced in me in the night season, and my sinews take no rest. By the great force of my disease is my garment changed. It binds me about as the collar of my coat. He has cast me into the mire, and I am become like dust and ashes. I cry unto you, and you do not hear me. I stand up, and you regard me not. You are become cruel to me. With thy strong hand you oppress thyself. Thou oppressest thyself against me. You lift me up to the wind. Thou causest me to ride upon it, and dissolves my substance. For I know that you will bring me to death and to the house appointed for all living. Howbeit he will not stretch out his hand to the grave, though they cry in his destruction. Did not I weep for him that was in trouble? Was not my soul grieved for the poor? When I looked for good, then evil came to me. And when I waited for light, there came darkness. My bowels boiled and rested not. The days of affliction prevented me. I went mourning without the sun. I stood up and I cried in the congregation. I am a brother to dragons and a companion to owls. My skin is black upon me and my bones are burned with heat. My harp also is turned to mourning and my organ into the voice of them that weep. Now let's hear what's going on. Let's hear what he's got to say about it. We know Job in the last chapter, Job was kind of having a pity party, wasn't he? In this first verse he said, but now they that are the younger of days than I have met me in derision. He's saying he's not getting any respect. I'm going to tell you what, when you walk in God's ways, you don't get respect. You might as well hang that up. Forget all about that, having respect. How much respect did they show to his number one son? And you'll be blessed. And great is your reward. They don't understand yet. They don't understand they're fulfilling the Gospels. He said, whose fathers I would have rejected, not disdained, but rejected to have set with the dogs of my flock. He said, these people are so low life that I wouldn't even let them sleep with my dogs that watched over my flock. And yet they're ones looking down their nose at me now because I'm going through some tough times. And see, when you get hurt, when you have troubles in your life, situations, you know, calamities of whatever kind, people come to you and say, what kind of sin you in? You, the devil's beating you up for some reason. You must not have a covering. God must not be protecting you. Hang on. They don't know what they're talking about. They have lots of advice just like Job had, but wasn't any good. He said, yea, whereto might the strength of their hands profit me, and in whom old age was lost? So he said, what kind of strength did they have to help me? The obvious answer is nothing. And he said, in whom old age was lost. Do you know what old age is about? It's maturing and learning something. He said it was wasted on those people because they've learned nothing in life. And that's where majority of humanity is. They're not learning about life through age, are they? Through all their years of experience, they know nothing. He says, for want and painful hunger, they were what? It says solitary, but that's not what it says. The language says they were barren and sterile. They were barren and sterile but for want and famine. They didn't have enough nourishment to provide offspring. That's pretty bad. See, we're not talking about natural right now. They didn't have enough of the Word of God in them, enough of the life of God in them to give to somebody else. They hadn't let the Word become fruitful in their life and multiply to where they could feed someone else. That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. That's where most of the preachers are today. They're barren and sterile. It says, fleeing or gnawing in the wilderness or the desert. And it says, in former time, it says, yesterday, it was desolate and waste. I should say, yesterday, it was desolate and waste. Who stripped mallows by the bushes and the broom brush for their food. They eat roots from trees to try to stay alive. That means they're scratching for anything they can to keep alive. It'd be tough eating, I'm going to tell you, gnawing on them roots of trees. You know what I'm saying? So what they were doing, they were struggling in life rather than trusting the Spirit of God. And Job is now seeing this, and we know Job's name means what again? Hated and persecuted. You know why they hate you? Because you're walking in peace. I've been told that. I had someone tell me they hated me and called me everything but a milk cow, cussed me. And I said, what are you cussing me for? And he said, because you're at peace and I'm not. Okay. Well, you know, you can do something about that. You can walk in the same place I'm walking if you want to. But they didn't want to. Let's go on. They were driven forth from where? The midst of humanity. They cried or shouted at them as after a thief. They shouted at them like a thief. How many people shout nicely to a thief? You know when people are miserable, what they love? Company. They like a whole bunch of people around them when they're in misery. And they like just yell and scream and get everybody yelling and screaming. Kind of like that story about the duck and don't step on a duck and make them all quack. I won't get there. I won't tell that joke this time. Save that for... They like drama. They call them drama queens, okay, or kings or whatever they are. To dwell in the cliffs of the valleys, in caves of the earth, in the rocks. And it says dwell in the cliffs of the valleys. It should say dwell in the fear in the cliffs of the valleys. They dwell in fear in the cliffs. They're hiding back under those cliffs because of fear. Now, if I'm truly hearing God, what kind of fear should I have? The book says God has not given you a spirit of fear, so if you got any fear, guess where it came from? It came from your own garden, between your own ears. It didn't come from God. In the earth, in the garden, in rocks and cliffs and places like that. It said, among the bushes they brayed, and that word brayed says a lot more than just brayed. It said they brayed as an ass for hunger. Do you ever hear an animal tied up in a barn lot when they're hungry, when it's time to eat? They'll make the awful commotion. You'll know what they're wanting, I guarantee you. They make a noise that you won't forget. They want food. They were sons of what? Literally it says, sons of the stupid and wicked. Yea, they're children of, let me see the word. And with the word here says, a base man. The language right there says, the Hebrew word shame, which they are men of no name, no nature, no honor, no authority or character. They're just people of no reputation. It wouldn't even be a good way to say it. They're just low degree, people of low degree. They were viler, and literally it says they were driven from the land, not they were viler, but they were driven from the land. They were driven out from the prosperous land because of their nature and character. And see, that's what we have to understand. God is not separating people. God is separating the wickedness out of us. The wicked shall not inhabit the land, correct? The wickedness in me. See, that ought to make everybody shout, but it says the wicked is not going to inhabit the land. It shall be rooted out. Guess what? That means all the wickedness in my thinking, God is going to remove it. Now, he didn't say when, he didn't say how he was going to go about it. He just said he was going to do it. And I know for a fact he's going to do it. He's already started on mine. He's been working at it for a while. And I don't say it's totally done yet, but he's working on it. and I'm not resisting anything he does in my life. So just hang on. God's going to take care of it. That'll make you happy to know that he said he's going to root it out. It's going to go. It should bring you into peace. And it says, and now I am their song, or literally, I'm their taunting or mocking song. They make fun of me. Everybody makes fun of me. Yea, I am their what? Topic of speech. Well, you know, it's okay to be the topic of someone's speech, because if they're picking on you, they're leaving all the other people alone. I got big, broad shoulders. They can pile it on me all they want, because I've been mocked and made fun of because of what I teach all the time. I just shared with you here a week or so ago, I went fishing with the Baptist preacher. And he started out, right, as soon as we got in the truck, started to go. He said, well, when are we going to start preaching to each other? I said, knock yourself out. And he started to preach at me, and he didn't get very far, and I stopped him and told him, if you're going to preach, preach truth to me. I don't want to hear your doctrine, devils, and I don't want to hear untruths about a hell that don't exist, eternity, or all these things. And you know what? He hasn't spoke to me since. Imagine that. It's okay. Verse 10 says, they abhor me, they flee far from me, and spare not to spit in my face. Because he has loosed my cord. Now look why they did it. Because he has loosed my cord and afflicted me and let loose the bridle before me. Look what God has done. When he says, because he, Job is speaking of God. God has done these things. He loosed my cord. There was a cord of restraint, a bridle in his mouth that held him back. And God said, okay, I'm going to turn you loose. Now see where you go. He's let him go to experience all the things of life. Experiencing all these things of life will bring you to what? Maturity. Just like in David's life, he went and did all the things he did to bring him to maturity. Look at Solomon. Look at all the things he said he did to bring him to wisdom and strength and maturity. And so he let him loose to experience some of these things and turned them loose upon him, and everybody starts pointing a finger at him. Verse 12. Upon my right hand rise a brood, not the youth, a brood. They push away my lifestyle, and they raise up against me the ways of destruction. They want their ways in to be your ways. Misery loves what? So if they're going to destruction, they want you to go right with them. Okay? And everybody thinks it's democratic. They think it's a democratic society. This is a theocratic society. It's a God-centered society. It's nothing that we have to vote on. We don't choose. God takes care of it. In verse 13, he says, they tear down my lifestyle. They profit from my destruction. I have no helper. He said, hey, boys, I'm out here on my own. They're tearing me down, and there's nobody to help me. You ever feel that way? Be anxious for nothing's the story. That's the answer. But I'm saying we all sense the same thing, like we've been torn down, destroyed, and there's no one to help me. Well, fear not, because your helper is already there. Your helper is the one that let it come to pass so you would turn to him instead of waiting on yourself to do everything, okay? Waiting on humanity. He's saying they came at me as what? A wide breaking, but it should say this. They came at me from all directions. In desolation, they run me down. Terrors are turned upon me. They pursue or persecute my reputation. The word soul isn't there. They persecute my reputation of being spiritual. Hello? They persecute my reputation of being spiritual. You know how many people mock you when you talk truth? They think they're so spiritual. Have you ever heard this saying? They're so spiritual-minded, they're no earthly good. Duh, how could you do that? Did you ever meet anybody that spiritual? I haven't. See, that's just their way of copping out, saying, I don't want to deal with it. They're saying, you're too spiritual. You're going too far. That's all they're telling you, isn't it? They're justifying where that and saying, you're just going too far. I had a guy tell me one time, I don't have any problem with Bible and all that stuff and this spiritual stuff, but it should be kept in the church where it belongs. He told me I wasn't allowed to talk to people about God at the county fair. Yeah, they tried. They threw me out because of it. Actually, threw me out of the fairground, county fair. They did. When was that? They escorted me. It's been back probably about 95, 96. They escorted me out to the gate with the sheriff. had them escort me out of the fairgrounds. They could be drunk and drugs. That's okay, you know. All right. Wasn't allowed to preach the gospel. We're supposed to be in a church. But, you know, Father will forgive him because he's ignorant too. And I know that, so no problem. So it says, the language says better than what King James says, I'll tell you. It says, terrors are turned upon me. They persecute my reputation as a spiritual, as being spiritual. And my welfare or my deliverance passes away as a cloud. He's still not seeing the total picture, is he? He thought because they respected him, that was going to be his deliverance. Hello. The persecution's his deliverance. He thought it got away from him. And now my soulish life is poured out upon me. The day of affliction or misery has seized me. Woe is me. Wah, wah, wah. You ever hear that from people? Always poor me, poor me, poor me. Everybody goes through it. Nobody gets a free pass. My bones, or what would you say bones are to your body? It's the structure, it's the supporting structure, are pierced in me in the night season, or literally in adversity, and my sinews take no rest because of the gnawing pain with no rest. So he said there's a lot of pain in the nighttime. What do you think he's talking about nighttime? As long as I'm in ignorance, that's when I have all these troubles. Once you come to the knowledge of the truth, do you really think you have any troubles? That's why Jesus could walk knowing what was going on and let them do what they did. Did he ever say, poor me? He never complained and said, woe is me, because he knew what was going on. He knew what the end was from the very beginning. He didn't have to worry. Once we come into that understanding and remember what God has already placed within us, we got nothing to worry about. It'll be all right. Took care of the sparrows, he'll take care of us. Verse 18, by the great force, my garment is changed. Look at me. Look at what he said. By the great force, not of my disease, because those are added words. By the great force, my garment is changed. What is your garment? Your outward appearance. But Isaiah said, my righteousness is filthy rags. But his righteousness, they're changed. By the pressures we go through, my garment is changed from my righteousness to his righteousness. See, my garment is changed. And nobody wants to go through the process that changes. It binds me, verse 18, about the collar as the collar of my coat. A collar can be very binding and restrictive in the throat, can't it? Verse 19, he has cast me into the clay, and I am like dust and ashes. Guess what? We came from the clay, didn't we? Now, when he said he cast me in, I see Job seeing something here with a little wisdom. He said he cast me into the clay. What was Adam made out of? Okay, what did he cast into him? The spirit. Job is realizing he is a spiritual man. Do you understand? Job is realizing he's a spiritual man. Job is realizing he is a spiritual man because he's saying this. God cast him into the dust, into the clay. He said, I cry to you and you do not respond to me. I stand up and you regard me not. Guess what that is? Whining and complaining. Wow, what about me? What about me? He said, you are become cruel to me. This is Job saying, you persecute me. Why are you persecuting me, God? He realized God's doing it. He said, why are you persecuting me? You cast me to the wind. You caused me to ride upon it and dissolve my understanding. He said, man, you're sending me to the spirit and you're dissolving all my understanding. Guess what? That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Job is complaining because he's losing his own understanding. But guess what? God wants us to lose it, doesn't he? He wants us to lose our understanding. Verse 23, because I know you will bring me to death and to the house appointed for all living. You know what he's saying? It's appointed unto man once to die. We're all going to die. Everybody's going to come to this appointment of death. Every single person. How we do it is not really important. I just pray that we don't have to suffer anymore when we need to. Okay? That's all. We're all going to die. So when I die, don't cry for me. Just say, have a good trip. Okay? Don't worry about me. I'll be all right. Verse 24. Surely he will not stretch out his hand for a prayer, though they cry in misfortune. Hear what it says? It says a lot of words here. King James ain't right. It says, surely he will not stretch out his hand for a prayer, though he cry in his misfortune. So someone in the grave crying out in misfortune, do you think they're really God's going to answer a prayer if they're walking in death? Now, let's talk spiritual. Do you think God's talking about talking to a dead man or a dead man talking? Who do you think he's talking about? People who have not been awakened yet. People are walking in carnality. He's not listening to what they say. He's not going to respond to what they talk about, because it's not God motivated, it's man motivated. Did not I weep for him that was in trouble? Was not my soul grieved for the poor? When I looked for good, then evil came to me, and when I waited for light, there came darkness. You know what he's saying? I didn't get it my way. Wah! Wah! She's going to preach for me today. Wah! Okay? So he didn't get it his way, so he's disappointed. How many people has been disappointed the way life's treated you? How many people in this room have been disappointed because life has treated them wrong? Every single one of us. See? So it's no new thing, is it? Verse 27. My bowels boiled and rested not. The days of depression and misery confronted me. Do you know what he's saying? How many people do you think spend their whole day and whole night in misery, boiling inside? When it says their bowels, he's talking about inward parts. He's talking about the mind. Just boiling because somebody did something to them that they didn't like. You see people living in pure hell because of what's going on ahead, because of what somebody did. They drive down the road and somebody cuts them off, and for the next 2 weeks their blood pressure's out of whack. They're so mad at that stupid person that cut them off. And that stupid person that cut them off don't even care. He don't even know it. And he goes right on and enjoys life. See? That's sad. That's what he's talking about here. It prevented him. See, it prevented him from sleeping. It confronted him. It said, I walked around mourning without the sun. I stood up and I cried for freedom in the congregation. He said, I stood up and cried for freedom in the congregation. And this is what he said. I'm a brother to dragons and a companion to owls or an unclean bird. That's what he's saying. I'm a companion to these unclean animals and birds. I'm fellowshipping with the beasts. Nobody understands. There's no one like me. My skin is black, or literally dark, speaking of death, upon me. The flesh will kill you, no doubt. And my bones are burned up from what? They're just burned from heat, or from desolation. They're burned from desolation. Excuse me. My harp is also turned to mourning, and a harp represents what? Joy and song and rejoicing, and he's turned into mourning, and my organ or my flute into the voice of them that weep. He's saying, because of what's going on in my life, because of the way I think, I'm singing their song, I've joined their ranks, now I'm right back with the rest of them. What's that old song? I'm right back where I started from. So you get right in there. Jesus said this, I think he was the one who said it, anyway, it's in the New Testament, it says, evil communication corrupts good lifestyles. It's in the New Testament. Paul might have said it. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good lifestyles. It didn't say that the good lifestyle will sway the bad one, did it? It said the bad one will sway the good one. You know why? Because they're not strong enough to stand on their own 2 feet. When we come to a place where we can stand on our own 2 feet, we can do it. But until then, we're going to be deceived. What do you think about Job to this point? He's just about ready to get some deliverance. He's just about ready to get some deliverance, okay? When you think it's so hot you can't stand no more, hang on, because God's just about ready to increase the heat. I mean, that's just the way it works. And see, which one of us wouldn't say, I want whatever God's got for me? Take it. I mean, you know, when you realize that nothing in this world really means anything, it's just temporal. It's just made for the using, you know, to be destroyed in the using. It'll be tore up and gone. No one cares. No one cares what we got in our possession today. 5 years from now, who cares? No one cares. Most people care now, but I don't care. I mean, what I possess is great. It's wonderful that I can have some things, but, you know, it's not important. It's not the important thing. The important thing is having the peace of God in my life and being able to hear from God and to be able to help other people have a relationship with God. That's the greatest thing you can have. The greatest.